Good morning here on the Mighty 690. James Scublin with you as we go throughout this Tuesday. And we've got four guests in studio. We don't even have enough mics to get you all. But hey, we are going to be talking about the Hispanic Community Conversations event. And this is organized by the communities organizing to promote equity here in Coffeyville in the area. So let's just go around the room and introduce everyone, starting with you, Sarah.
My name is Sarah Vargas. I'm a community health worker here in Montgomery County. I work for COPE with KU.
All right. And Marcy?
Hi, I'm Marcy Roberts, and I am the coordinator for the Montgomery County Wellness Coalition and also part of the COPE group.
Excellent. And then we have Haley.
I'm Haley Collins, and I'm a community health worker, a part of the COPE program for Montgomery County also.
Excellent. And finally, Esther.
Esther Cuevas, community health worker with Community Health Center and COPE Project.
And we're also going to be doing something a little bit different. We're also going to share some of this information in Spanish as well for some of the listeners out there in addition. So how about, first of all, you just want to tell us a little bit about, you know, why we're here and the event that we have coming up.
Sure, I'd be glad to. We're inviting the local Hispanic community to join us for conversations about barriers to wellness and health and things that make it difficult to lead a healthy life. We're calling this event Hispanic Community Conversations. It's Saturday, April 29th, starts at 2 o'clock and ends at 3:30. And we will be meeting at the Boys and Girls Club in Coffeyville, located at 502 South Walnut. We will have food, door prizes, and childcare will be available. So we would like to invite the community to come and join us.
Excellent.
Estamos invitándolos a la comunidad hispana local a unirse con nosotros para conversar sobre las barreras de salud y el bienestar que dificulta vivir una vida saludable. Habrá comida, regalos, habrá cuidado para niños y queremos que se unan a nosotros. Va a ser en el Club de Niños y Niñas en el 502 al sur de la Wannon aquí en Coffeyville.
Very good. So this event is, you know, going to be, I think, valuable to people to, you know, learn a little bit about health and that sort of thing. You've done this event before, haven't you? Or is this the first time?
No, this is the first time.
Okay, mm-hmm. Excellent. So how did this come about?
Well, it came about through our local group. Our COPE project is funded by KU and KDHE, and it's a grant that our community was given to distribute funds that will close the gap in issues that people have, not specifically Hispanic people, but anyone who has challenges with access to food, access to health care, anything of that nature.
Excellent. Yeah.
Okay. Nuestro programa es para ayudar a la gente que vive en nuestra comunidad que tiene problemas con acceso a comida, acceso a la seguridad médica. Ayudamos con muchas áreas diferentes. No nomás es para nuestra comunidad hispana, también es para todo el condado de Montgomery. Trabajamos con todo el condado.
Alrighty, so what kind of things are you going to be talking about at this event? You know, why should people attend? And of course, it's open really to anyone, it sounds like, but really geared towards the Hispanic community, right?
Yes, this one particularly is. And what we want to know is, you know, what are their barriers? Many of the Hispanic people here are first generation people who are brand new to the United States, brand new to our community, and may not know what resources are here for them. So we will have some resource tables there available to them. And we'll also just have some small group conversations about what their barriers are in relation to jobs, about transportation, school, possibly language barrier, anything that might make it difficult to live and thrive in a community.
Nosotros estamos tratando de conectar todas las barreras que que impiden, perdón, a los hispanos a tener una mejor salud, como vienen siendo en las escuelas y en transportación, para tal vez el idioma. Principalmente estamos tratando de ayudar más a las personas que son nuevas en el condado de Montgomery y que no saben de los recursos existentes aquí.
Thank you for that. So what do you hope to do with this information that you gather from some of these conversations?
So what we hope to do is be able to put this information together, to gather this data at a local level, and to be able to apply for funding and grants that could help increase their access and benefit their wellness.
Lo que esperamos hacer con los datos que recibimos de este evento es aplicar para más fondos para la comunidad, para que así podamos seguir creciendo y seguir ayudando a la comunidad en diferentes áreas.
So can you tell me a little bit about COPE and what other work your organization does?
I'm going to let the community health workers
okay,
speak to
that. Okay, absolutely. Yeah, whoever wants to grab it. Yeah,
Sarah, yep. Esther, and Haley yeah. do this every day.
Great.
So I'm going to let Haley speak to that.
Okay.
So some of the different things for COPE, you know, communities organizing to promote equity that we do as community health workers is just we're out there in the community helping find the gaps to the community, trying to bridge the barriers, and we can help with like finding food resources, finding housing, transportation, medical. So pretty much any need there is in the community, we'll help them find that.
Como promotoras de salud, en lo que les podemos ayudar es buscar transportación, los recursos de transportación, comida, casas y salud. So, es para lo que nosotros servimos.
So, anything else that people should know about the upcoming Hispanic community conversations? And can we run through the dates and times and location one more time?
Yes. Again, everyone is welcome. And it is located at the Boys and Girls Club at 502 South Walnut on Saturday, April 29th from 2:00 to 3:30. And we would welcome, you know, anyone in the area, the Hispanic community who would like to join us.
Nuevamente los invitamos el sábado 29 de abril de 2 a 3 y media. Será en el Club de Niños y Niñas 502 al sur de la Walnut, aquí en Coffeeview. Y estamos invitando a toda la comunidad hispana que pueda asistir.
All right. Well, anything else anyone would like to share this morning?
Nope.
I think that's it. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sarah, Marcy, Haley and Esther for coming in this morning. It sounds like it's going to be a good event, and we hope that people can take advantage of it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Y'all have a good one, and I hope that everyone can make it out there for that. And, hey, we're going to get started with Open Line here in just a few on the Mighty 690 KGGF.